Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Buck, and you are listening to The Power of Your Destiny, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. We're so happy to have you here with us today. It is a sad day for our nation. As you well know, if you have watched the news, it started with me early this morning as I was getting ready for church. I heard about the shooting down in Florida. And my heart has been heavy all day and praying for the families, and my condolences go out to those families today here. And this is an infinite day, an infamous day for our nation. June 12th, 2016, where 50 people lost their lives, 53 injured in a heinous, useless act of violence. We want to encourage you to keep those families in your prayers today. And the power of your destiny, yes, our condolences go out to those families. Our hearts are heavy for those families. And our nation is better than this. I keep telling you, and I truly feel that our nation is better than what we have seen in the last decade or so. We're better than this. Today, we're going to have Miss Tracy Pugh, who will be on the show with us, trying to change gears here. We're going to have a young lady, and, you know, when you talk with Tracy, you're going, as you'll hear in her voice, as you hear when she talks, she's on fire for God. She's a young lady who is just joyful. You know, we need more joyful people. You know, I can bring people on the show that are humdrum and always downbeat and everything else, but you come to listen to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast to be uplifted, and we are here to give you information. We are here to uplift your spirit in Jesus' name. We're here to give the devil a black eye. You know, I love him a black eye every chance I get. And this young lady, Tracy Pugh, is going to help us do that today. We're going to be talking about pain after divorce. Amen. That God can still restore you regardless of what you've been through. We serve a restoring God. You can be restored. People say he's the God of the second chance. Well, I tell you what, he is the God of the second, third, fourth, fifth, the 100th chance. He is a God that is good. And Tracy and I are going to talk today. We're going to share with you about her life and what she's been through, but also her victory. You know, it doesn't do any good for us to talk about being beat down. Everybody's been there. But we want to hear about your victory. Somebody. We had a great time at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. I tell you, you know, I love those people. They are just, it's a great congregation there in Johnston, South Carolina. For whatever reason, other than God chose me to go there, I'm their pastor. I tell you, they're loving, loving people, and we're just overjoyed that God has placed us there. Well, we're going to get into the show. We have some audio that we're going to share with you. Bless the name of God. We have some dynamic audios we're going to share with you, and then we're going to come back. We're going to be interviewing Miss Tracy Pugh, Miss Corporate America Pageant Contestant 2017. She's going to share with us about that. If you have any questions, please, if you're on the line, press 1. If you want to go in the chat room and you have any questions, we have the chat room up running also. You can go and tell somebody that Dr. A. Jerome Butler and the Power of Your Destiny broadcast is on the air. We're waiting for you. If you want to talk to you, 347-215-8947 here on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. Your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler, will be right back after these audios.
Hi, this is Dr. Soretta Smith, and you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
One of the most dangerous terms in English diction. If it could be translated into audio, it would sound like from the saxophone of Lisa Simpson. Two words designed and strategically combined to form the biggest oxymoron in the history of mankind. Almost. But see, as far as the world's concerned, you could live your life foul and could almost get away with murder if you have a nice smile. You could almost meet folks just to almost sleep around and stop at your local clinic while you almost had a child. See, almost is no stranger to Satan. Here's proof. He only tells lies when they're almost the truth, and it's amazing. In our incompleteness, we find complacence. But if almost is one of Lucifer's many traits, then we are inadvertently good as Satan impersonations. But on the contrary, Christ did his job fully, and he proved he was God when he died on the cross like it was his duty. And to pardon my iniquities that I committed rudely, he resurrected from the grave just to tell death to excuse me. But excuse me, this is your life, and that's something I can't impose on. But your body is God's home, which wasn't loaned to get foreclosed on. See, an almost Christian looks right but lives wrong. Can't stand the conviction in Romans, so they sit down to be comforted in Psalms. Never understood worship, but love to sing songs like, I surrender all. Most. Because it's far too expensive for you to spend your life on something that doesn't appeal to your five senses. See, nowadays Christianity's like a Louis rag. No functional use, but we just rock it because it's stylish. Not righteous, but right-ish. So now all God sees is a pile of Ishmaels when he intended for Isaacs. And we're moved by how we feel, so we're saved when we feel like it. So technically, we've never really been saved. We've merely tried it. So no wonder why we're never sold out when we return it after we buy it now. Let me break it down, because you need to be aware that your life could lack the very standards that need to be there. Because on that final day of judgment, while God's receiving his heir, will he say, son, well done, or medium rare? Because even by worldly standards, it'd be highly insane for you to start spending all of your money days before you almost get paid like parents. You wouldn't send your kids to a school that's almost safe. And ladies, would you really date a man who claims he's almost straight? And this is the very thing about God that we all try to get around, but his standards are like between two mountains, no middle ground. So a halfway life is unprofitable to you. Because after all the Sunday services, Bible studies, and prayer meetings, and everything that goes between, God will say, I never knew you. But that's not even the worst part of living your life as neutral. It's that you were once arctic, but it's your warmness that is causing him to spew you. And this is the very thing that had me. I was bound and held down by the unforgiving gravity of my spiritual reality. I was a Christian, or at least I portrayed the fantasy, with a filthy personal life. But God bless you, brother. How you doing, sister? Personality. I was a male, enveloped by guilt because I was stamped a sinner. I said, I was a male, enveloped by guilt because I was stamped a sinner. My message couldn't be received because I didn't represent the sender, yet I was almost delivered. Till that one day that I totally, absolutely, and completely surrendered, I took heed to a modern prophet who proclaimed it was time for change. Now I'm no longer bound to sin, point blank, off the chain. You could ask Umar Abdul-Muttalib. He'll tell you the same. You don't almost go to jail when you almost blow up a plane. Like you don't almost go to hell when you almost get saved. Despise the cross that he was slain and thus the cause in which he came. But don't worry, I'm almost done. But before I leave this stage, we have all worked in sin and death was minimum wage. I said, we've all worked in sin and death was minimum wage. But if it wasn't for Christ, we would have almost got paid.
This is Reverend Timothy Williams, pastor of the Montmorency Missionary Baptist Church of Montmorency, South Carolina. You are tuned in to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.
And we are back. This is your host, Dr. A. of that peace, the spoken word peace, almost. Amen. And, we have spoken word pieces on the show. You know, why we have spoken word pieces, first of all, I love them, and God has really, so there are really some talented young people out there that that really share God's word in a new way. And again, like I said, you know, our show is a little bit different. You know, I know that some people have challenged me and said, well, why don't you come on your show and preach? Well, we're that's not how God gave it to me. We're not that kind of show, amen. But we are here sharing the truth with people. We're here to share the gospel with you. The truth of the matter is, every one of us, I don't care how you are in your life, I don't care how great you've been in your life, we all still have challenges. And as long as you're having challenges, my ideology, my theology, my life revolves around Christ being my only way of getting out of my situation. And so as we talk with other people, and as we have artists on here, up-and-coming artists on the gospel track, authors, we've had Pulitzer Prize-winning authors on here, people come back to me and they say, I really appreciate the show. I appreciate that it is different. I appreciate it talks to me. It resonates with me, that it's something different. And we understand that. So God has made it something different for a reason. On today, we're going to be talking with Miss Tracy Pugh, who is, and like I said, she is working with the Madison, Illinois community. She contested for the Miss Corporate America pageant in 2017, and so just a great person. But we're going to talk about, what happens after divorce. Are you usable? The pain after the divorce. You know, there are a lot of Americans, in fact, 70%, the statistics are 70% of all of Americans have been divorced. Now, let me give you this statistic. 50% of the church has been divorced. 30% of people in the pulpit have been divorced. And, you know, a lot of times when we have gone through divorce, people have gone through divorce, a lot of times we point the fingers at people without knowing their story. Sometimes people go through painful situations. Sometimes people go through abuse, and they're forced into a place where they have no other choice. And so Tracy Pugh is going to talk to us today about pain after divorce and how you can be delivered and empowered after that after divorce. Tracy, how are you? Welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast.
Thank you so much. I am so happy to be here.
Amen. We are so happy to have you here. You know, Tracy, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there was something on Facebook. I'll tell you how God works things out. There was something on Facebook. The question was asked about a man defending his wife if her family did not like her. And, you know, there was a bunch of people, if I'm correct. Am I correct?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. So, you know, there was a bunch of people and their responses on there. I just kind of scratched my head and I was, you know, because it was a lot of the responses were worldly, this, that, and the other. And Tracy, your response was so on point. And I said, I know this woman knows God. She could not respond like that without the Holy Spirit residing on the inside of her.
Yeah.
So, Tracy, would you share with us? Share with us who you are. We also have a caller on the line. Somebody has a question or a comment, but if you will, would you please share with the Power of Your Destiny audience who you are, and then we'll get into our conversation.
Yeah. Okay, I sure will. Well, I have been in ministry over 20 years. I was ordained a pastor, actually, in 2005, along with my ex-husband at the time, and I've been the Christian education coordinator. I've done everything in the church imaginable. I've been on the radio. I've been on TV. I've taught Sunday school, Bible study, praise and worship team, the leader. I've taught workshops in different churches for their praise team. I've been a praise dancer. It's so many different areas. Youth department president. So God had me wearing many, 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 many different hats. And I'm not going to say that I always wanted to do it either, because when I first began, it was just such a hard, it was a hard thing for me because I'm not really into titles much. And so when my pastor ordained me a missionary the very first time, oh my gosh, I was so upset. I was just like, I went to him and I was just begging him to take it back.
Amen.
I was begging him because I just was not used to titles, and I was teaching Sunday school already. And to make a long story short, he told me, he says, Sister Tracy, this is why God wants to use you, because you don't want you're not concerned about the titles and things like that.
Right.
And so, and so that really just catapulted me into different, many, many different areas. And God was taking me higher so quickly. I started traveling and I was preaching in different states and different churches and doing conferences and marriage retreats and revivals and tent revivals and prayer breakfast and, you know, things like that. And sometimes it would be 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. But I was highly requested, and I thank God for that. I am truly, truly grateful for all that he has done in my life. And I was married for 24 years. And then my ex-husband, you know, decided that he was going in a different direction, to put it nicely. And there were many infidelities on his part throughout that time. And that's why I knew how to answer that question that was on Facebook about, you know, should your husband defend you if his family doesn't like you? Of course.
Right.
You know, of course he should, because you all are one. And that's what people don't understand, is once you take those vows, once you take a wife, once you have a husband, you guys are one. It's no longer two, the Bible says. You are one. So when you become one, if somebody's talking about her, they're talking about you, period.
That's right.
You know, so and that's what people don't understand. I think they come into it thinking this is just a partnership. You know, sometimes in the world they think this is just a partnership. But no, you are now one person. Literally.
That's right.
You know,
exactly.
You literally, you one person. When I see you, I should see him. When I see him, I should see you. That's the way it's supposed
to be.
You know, especially when we are Christians and we're walking with God, we're supposed to be walking according to the word. So, of course, it was very devastating for us when he walked away. But I was still trying to hold on. I was still, like, praying, still fasting. I had been fasting for many, many years. I fast, you know, 5 days, 10 days, 21 days. I've done a 40-day fast before with just water. And I have literally was trying to, you know, trying to hold on, because I'm like, come on now. This has been my life for over 20 years. And even though the infidelities and all of those things, but it was just his own choices and decisions and There was nothing I could do about that. God just kept me and my children safe.
Amen.
He really
Amen.
Kept us. You know, I don't want to run on and on and on, but, you know, if you want to chime in.
Yeah, we have a question. Let's go to the question first.
Okay.
And I haven't screened them, so this is Dr. Adrian Butler. Welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. Do you have a question or comment for our guest today, Trent Pugh?
I am.
We can barely hear you. This is Dr. Adrian Butler. We'll try to come back to him, Tracy. They seem to be having some difficulty. When you said that, because in our teaching, of course, you know, we have a marriage ministry. I've been pastoring at the church I'm in now since January, and marriage is a very important piece for my ministry as well. Been in ministry now for 24 years. Anyway. But what you said, thank God you confirm there's nothing unique about me. Amen. And this is why I'm saying this is because I believe that because when God created he created them one spirit, even though we are two flesh that are trying to become one. When he sees us, he sees us as one spirit.
Yep.
In the spirit realm, in the flesh, we're still trying to work to become one. So, when your husband has an infidelity, he drags your spirit with him into that infidelity. You know, the Bible even talks about when you have laid with a harlot, you become one with that harlot. So, you know, every encounter he had, spiritually he took you into a place you didn't desire to go and connected with people that you didn't desire to connect with. So can you speak on that a little bit? And again, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1 for Tracy. If you want to get into this discussion, please press 1, and we'll chime in between she and I talking here. So please press 1, and we'll chime you in here.
Yeah, it really was. I can definitely relate to that because I loved him so much to where it really just, it almost killed me when he left because I felt like a part of me was dying. And I was always, God kept me to the point where I was always up at 5 a.m. to pray. I've been getting up to pray at 5 a.m. for over 15 years. And I had a special place where I would meet God all the time. Because I always had a prayer room in my house, or I would use my closet, wherever we moved to, I always had a special place where I would pray. And so getting up at 5 o'clock, God would always speak to me. He would always tell me what to do. He would always use me, you know, in prayer. And I would pray for an hour. Sometimes it would be an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours before my kids would go to school or even before I had to go to work. There's never a time where I would just feel like, you know, I can't do it because my spirit needed it so badly. Because my husband was so wayward, it was like I had to stay on the wall. I had no other choice. I had no other choice. And I always use the example of how men, you know, men are the head, and then you have you have God, then you have the husband, then you have you. And so I would, like, use this example where I would show women how if you have God, and then you have it's like a line. I would form a line, and I would say you have God, then your husband, then you. Okay, so you see you have God here, and if your husband is not in this space, there's an empty space. So then you have to stand in that gap. You have to stand in that gap for your husband and for your family, and you really don't have a choice. If I didn't get up at 5 in the morning to pray, if I didn't seek God the way that I did, our whole family would have been destroyed. We wouldn't have lasted 24 years. There's no way in the world we would have lasted because he was doing stuff. You know, my son is 23. So he would have, when he was small, my husband was cheating. And so there's no way in the world we would have lasted that long, without me praying or fasting or seeking God. You know, there were some points where he would be praying with us and, you know, he would be fasting along with us. Now today, you know, my son feels like, well, maybe he wasn't fasting at all. Maybe he was lying to us. Maybe he was living a double life even then. And so he felt that way because my cousin did get remarried last September, and we had horrifying news that was really a blow to our family because we thought we had way more than what we had. And so we were told that the woman that he married, he had had an affair with her for 16 years of my marriage. So, other people knew. Yes, other people knew her. Other people knew of her. Other people knew about her. They knew that he had been seeing this woman since 2000. She was married as well. And so I didn't really understand, and I didn't believe it because her ex-husband actually called me. I'm telling you, God has strengthened me throughout this whole ordeal. And I'm sure someone that's listening probably can relate because I have a group on Facebook called Women Warriors. And in that group, it's like 200 women in this group. And we talk about everything. I share everything, the dirty, ugly things that happened to me in this marriage and after. And so when her ex-husband, the lady's ex-husband, his wife's ex-husband called me, and he called me last September, I think it was before they got married. And the reason why he called was because he had hired a private investigator to follow my entire family, and I had no clue.
Wow.
And so I was speechless, and he was telling me all these things and how this man has been with his wife, and he said, I got pictures, I got text messages, I have this, I have that. And he said he's been with her for 15 years, and I was like, I'm thinking to myself, this man is crazy. No, he can't be telling the truth. We had a church. We were ordained in 2005 together.
Right,
we've been in ministry. We've been youth pastors. We've done this. We've done, that kind of thing. And I just thought he was angry. And then somebody else, one of my ex-husband's friends, confirmed it. And that did it. He confirmed it, and he said, oh, he's been with her since 2000. I remember when he told us about her. I said, oh, my God. I'm really reeling after that information. And then one of his family members came along and confirmed it again. I said, three times. God works in threes. I said, oh, my God. So now I have to confront him. So I confront him and I'm asking him questions and he won't respond. I said, this has really been a huge blow to our entire family because here you're thinking, of course there's been infidelity in the 24 years, but when you find out there's been somebody consistent for 16 years of your marriage, it's like, what in the world was going on? So now what God had to confirm to me was all the fasting, all the praying, getting up at 5, getting up at 2, getting up at 3, having all-night prayers at your house, all kinds of things. All of those things were to protect us.
That's right. That's right.
They were protecting me and my children.
Amen.
That was keeping us. Because all while he was out there, I never got any kind of diseases. I never had any kind
my
of,
God.
Like, I was literally covered and protected the entire time. And why is that? Because I truly believe that because when I met him, I was a teenager. I hadn't been with anybody else.
Okay.
So here he is. The man of my existence, pretty much. If people could read through the lines. He was really the man of my, And so I just was so lost in that whole situation. I said, oh, my God. So when God revealed that information to me, he revealed it when it was time. Because had it been revealed to me during the time that I was married to him,
right.
I don't think I would have been able to handle it or to deal with it or, things like that. So it's been a lot to kind of, maneuver from that information and that kind of thing. I did confront him about it. He wouldn't say anything. Of course, he wouldn't acknowledge anything. But he knows that he was wrong because now he's speaking to us. He's talking to us. And at first, he wasn't talking to us. He wasn't doing anything for us. He wasn't helping his children. He wasn't. Now he's trying to come around more because the secret is out pretty much.
Right. Well, Tracy, can we do this? We have another question, and I'd like to.
Okay.
And again, I'm not screening any calls. So this is Dr. A. Jerome Butler. Who do we have on the line? Amen. We have some silence here. Amen. If we can, Tracy, we're going to take a little break. But what we want to do when we come back, we want to come back and we want to see how God brought you through that painful situation with your husband and how the healing process, because somebody on the line has been cheated on. They've had the same scenario that's happened to you, has happened to them, and they may still be harboring some of that pain, some of that hurt there.
Yeah.
And so we never want to keep people in the dark, and we want to make sure we have a great opportunity for you to share how you got your victory over everything that transpired in your life, because you hear Tracy's story, and you know the 15 or 20 years of infidelity and having one woman and all of these things, but at the same time, you know, I don't know her story, but I know her spirit and I know her heart. And as a woman of God, as a praying woman of God, God's given her victory. So when we come back, Tracy, we want to talk about how the healing process happened for you and your family and how God brought you to a place of victory. All right?
Amen.
So we'll be right back. This is your host, Dr. Ray Jerome Butler. This is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. You know, you can get our resource material there at CLN Shop, any one of our books, The Power of Your Destiny, which is, you know, that's the thread of my life, working with people on their destiny and how to get them past what they see and how to help them step out on faith. You know, Tracy said something that was so important. We are, that's the prevailing thread for us. More than having the position, know God's purpose for your life. Know what God has put you here to do is the only way that you'll be able to reach your destiny. Our second book is Transformation of Your Mind. And that book, of course, is that resource material, of course, is there at the website. And my latest book, Managing the Miracle, and we also talk about managing your marriage in that book. So if you would like to purchase any one of those books, go to our website, CLN Shop, or our main website, ZionsBridge.com. Any one of those websites will get you to that resource material. I want to encourage you to get those books. They'll bless you. As the ministry continues to grow, as these websites continue to grow, because we're going to be bringing some other books into the library, into the bookstore, some other music into the bookstore, we want to make sure that you have an opportunity to get resource material from a Christian place, that you know it's being used. If you're purchasing material, it is helping to keep this ministry alive and this broadcast alive here. We got ministry, God bless you, our brothers and sisters over in Australia, out in L.A., in New York, Wisconsin, in Florida, and all over the world. We have Minister Sabufu over in Africa. He actually has had an opportunity once a week to get his church together right before their Bible study and listen to this show. Can you imagine how powerful God is and what's going on with this show, that in Uganda, Africa, every one of our shows is broadcast? God is truly blessing, and he's in the blessing business. This is your host, Dr. Ray Jerome Butler. We'll be right back when we talk with Tracy Pugh about how to get past that pain of the infidelity that she went through. Stay with us. Now, call in number 615-8947. If you have any questions or comments, please hit 1. We'll be right back.
Lord, I'm desperate tonight. I can't live without you, and I can't move without you, no. Oh, but I can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need. Oh, so bad. What can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. Say, tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're desperate, we're desperate, we're desperate.
sister, the truth of the matter is we can't make it without God. There's just no way possible we can make it without God. Before I take my next breath, before I get up and walk to my kitchen or get out of my bed, I want my God. I want him in my life. I want him to make sure that my life is secure, so we can't live without him. Our next audio is coming from Liam, and it deals with love. And then we're going to have Tracy Pugh back on the line, and we want to talk about how she got past the hurt of an infidelity relationship. Again, this is your host, Dr. Ray Jerome Butler, and this is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Krista Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, bringing you timeless beauty for your mind, body, and spirit. And now you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
I have always loved the idea of love, the everlasting, the forever part. Finding someone to share your whole life with wholeheartedly. Who wouldn't love that? I have always loved the idea, but what I love more is when it becomes a reality for two lovers, two beings who may have been lost but found themselves in the creases of another's smile, built a home in the hugs of another's arms, stretched wide enough to hold on to a love as strong as God's promise. Two people chained together with a hope as sacred as the pyramids, building foundations to last generations. Two spirits in a crash, two someones in a craze, two mortals in a collision, glorious enough for the heavens to whisper their names upon clashing. Two souls that bear witness there is one God and sanctify his words collectively, discovering that paradise is hidden in the reliance of the Lord and love is written for those worthy enough to trust that. Two people, human enough to make mistakes, lovers enough to find no fault, there can be no errors here. There is no misapprehension when it comes to love, to life. We breathe, but heartbeats don't mean that you're living, so who lives? Lovers do. It's that feeling, that encounter of butterflies in your stomach and fireflies in your eyes, that moment when you hold hands with another and carry on with locked fingers long after you begin to sweat, that instant, all stargaze and wishing upon the sky, pleading with the beloved to grant you a lifetime lover, a lifeline comfort, and aching with all the pleas in the universe that the one holding your palm could be your answered supplication. Why wish upon the stars when you can pray to the one that created them? I've done my share of wishing since a young girl. Fairy tales of Prince Charming, a knight in shining armor poured into imagination. You can envision the kinds of things I demanded from the Milky Way and Big Dipper. The constellations carry dreams of happily ever afters. You can blame Disney for that. Love is not captive to a particular feeling or flavor, because when you know, you just know. You know? Do not be mistaken. Through the passion of love, there is thunder and circumstance. Beware of lightning, for you may not know when or where it shall strike. But when the thunder roars, and trust that soon rain shall wash away the broken. I find that love is when your soul is rooting for you. Through every trial of heartbreak, for all the moments of neglect, for every tear that has taken a dive to cheekbone, I believe that souls are predestined to a land of love, where one finds reflection in another, where there is beauty in believing, where aspirations have a holy feel and love is still sacred. It may take you by surprise. It may catch you in a college hallway stealing glimpses of distant smiles, or sitting on the dock of White Rock Lake overlooking the moon. It may summon you to surf arms in the air of a nightclub, or appear in the eyes of one waiting with you at Grand Central Station. It may come knocking on your door asking your heart for its hand. It may be dressed in brown skin or speak with a Somali tongue. It may sing Islamic lullabies or hum the melodies of African ancestors. It may look like nothing you've ever imagined, but be everything you've always dreamed of. You may refuse to answer the door, but love will keep knocking. It's persistent. It'll keep trying until you give in, until your heart comes undone. You see, love has God on its side. It's accepted by the courageous and resisted by those who are afraid. Afraid of love? Are you afraid of happiness? Scared of being vulnerable, my dear? There is a whole world to live in love. I have always loved the idea of love, the everlasting. I never had the kind of love that was forever, but I wish that for you. So when you catch a glimpse of someone draped in the kind of starlight you used to wish upon, marry them.
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
And I'm back. This is your host, Dr. Adriel Butler. And, you know, I love that piece by Liam. God is on the side of love. God is love. And when we get beyond the very element of lust, and we get beyond the very element of all these other things that we're attracted to, the physicality of a person and all these other things, the reality is when you strip everything down, all they have is their spirit. And the only thing I have to offer, and the only thing they have to offer you, is love. And so no better place to offer love and receive love other than through God. Unfortunately, as we're talking today, we have some people that take their vows and are not mature enough to keep their vows, not mature enough to love you, not spiritual enough to honor your spirit, and not godly enough to honor who God has created you to be. We have our guest today is Tracy Pugh, and she's talking with us about pain after divorce. And she shared with us about her husband who had an infidelity of an affair, several affairs, but one for 15, 16 years. But as I said before the break, we know that God has victory, but I can't tell Tracy's story like she can. So Tracy, welcome back to the Poverty Destiny broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, what I wanted to start with was I can't go into how he blessed me unless I tell you what I had to do in order to get it. It was forgiveness. Before I could even walk into the blessings, before I could even receive anything, I had to forgive my ex-husband. That's the reason why I can laugh. That's the reason why I can smile. That's the reason why I can see him today and hold a conversation with him and not be upset and not be hurt and not be angry, because God dealt with me for a long time about forgiveness. And I was really angry about it because I didn't want to forgive him. I thought I felt like I'd done enough for him. Like, I've done all this for him. I've prayed for him, fasted for him, interceded Amen. For him. I did everything. And yet he still cheated on me. I kept myself together. He wanted this trophy wife and all this stuff, and people would give him compliments about his family and everything. And I said, but he did everything he could to try to destroy us. And so God kept taking me to Hosea and Gomer in the Bible.
Come on now. And he had me reading
about Hosea and Gomer, and he kept saying, you know, who are you, though, that you can't forgive when I've forgiven you? And I kept saying, but Lord, he did this, and he said, and
That's
I
right.
have forgiven you, and I have forgiven all of these people. And he kept telling me over and over all the things that he has done, and I felt so small, and I would sit there and cry because I didn't want to let go. I just didn't want to let go of the unforgiveness. I was just so angry with him.
Right.
But then one day, and I wanted to share this testimony quickly, he got really sick. He got bedridden sick, and we were separated. He had a girlfriend and everything. We weren't divorced. He was separated. So he had a girlfriend and everything, and at this point, he going to clubs, he drinking, he doing whatever. He got his girlfriend. And so he got really sick, and he was bedridden sick. And then my son was living with him in the basement, and they were like two ships in the night. They would pass by each other, didn't have a conversation, didn't talk or anything. And so he called me and said, Mom, you got to come over here. Daddy's sick. He can't get out of bed, all this stuff. I wouldn't move. I wouldn't do anything. I just wouldn't go. So he called my kids. My ex-husband called my children and called my girls, and he said, you know, he's sick, and he wanted them to come over and help him or whatever. And so he said, let me speak to your mom. And so he asked me, could you come over here? Because I said, I'm going to the laundromat. I'm taking them with me. I'll see if I can bring them by afterwards. He said, well, you can come wash your clothes over here. Can you bring them by? I need you all to come over here because I can't get out of bed. He's asking me to come. So he, at this point, I'm like, in my mind, where's your girlfriend?
Right. Exactly.
You know, like, why? Exactly. Why? Why I have to go? So, you know.
Exactly.
So I get over there. I get over here, and I mean, over to his house. And when I get there, he's very sick. I bring fruit. I bring soup. I do all of this stuff. And so, and I'm sharing this for a reason, because I came and I nursed him back to health. I made all the food. I gave him the fruit. The girls were feeding him. I was washing my clothes. We stayed overnight. I slept on the couch. He was in his room. And I wanted to make sure he could get out of bed. The very next day, he was up. He was going to the bathroom on his own. He was, you know, he was fine. And so we went home. And about 2 weeks later, I didn't have money to go to the laundromat to wash my clothes. And I called him and I said, do you mind if I come wash my clothes over there? I said, because I really don't have the money this time to go to the laundromat. He told me no. And I said, what do you mean no? He said, I don't want you to come back over here anymore.
Wow.
I said, are you serious? What are you talking about? I came over there and I nursed you back to help. I did this.
Right.
I did that.
Right.
He said to me, you invited yourself over here.
My God.
I said, I cried so hard. I started crying immediately. I cried so hard. I said, God, I can't do this anymore. I'm so tired. I don't want to deal with him. I don't want to talk to him. I had been to court 5 times for child support. I have done everything I could possibly do for this man. He treats us like garbage. And I said all of that to say, when I was asking God about forgiveness, I was like, Lord, how? This man has done this, he's done that, he has lied, he has cheated, he's abused me, he's done everything. And so he said to me, and I said, and I brought this up to God, I said, remember when I went to his house and he was bedridden and he was sick and I helped him, and I took care of him and I nursed him back to health.
Mm.
He got well and he didn't want to have anything to do with us. He didn't want me over. God said to me, he said, and that is how I do for people. He said, I raise them up and I bless them and
my
I give
God.
Them everything that they need, and they turn mm-hmm. right around and go and do
That's
whatever
right.
they want to do and don't acknowledge me.
That's right.
He said,
That's
so
right.
back to this again. Who are you? Because
that
I forgive,
you can't forgive
them.
Right.
Exactly. So you, how can you not forgive? Still, I've done the same thing for people and I am God. So what gives you the right not to be able to forgive even though he did do it?
That's
so
right.
I had to
That's
eat
right.
all of that, everything. I had to
right.
eat all of those things, and I had to let that go. And I tell you, when I began to let it go and I forgave him, God started opening right. doors like crazy. I mean,
Come on, my
so
sister.
Many,
Come on now.
So many things started taking place. I keep telling people obedience and blessings go together.
Amen. Come on
obedience
now. Obedience
and
Amen.
Blessings
Amen.
Go together. You can't
Praise
get around
God.
It. You got to obey. So,
That's
So anyway, I mean, when I let it go out of my heart, when I let it go, my daughter just had a graduation just recently. She finished high school within 3 years. I was so proud of
Congratulations.
Her.
Congratulations.
So we had this,
Amen.
Thank you. We had this huge graduation ceremony and celebration. And, of course, his wife couldn't come. And so he came. And when he came, this was the first time we had a conversation together. And I was not angry. I never thought about any of the things he did. Nothing. We laughed. We talked. And that let me know right then and there, I've forgiven you.
Really?
I have
That's
forgiven
right.
you. I could literally talk. He said to me, he said, everything is so nice. This is such a nice graduation. I'm so happy for her because my school, and this is what I'm getting to, I'm opening a school. My school is going to be a K-12. It's called Christian Education Academy, K-12. It's registered with the government and the state. It's also registered under the Illinois State Police, under the Adam Walsh Child Protection Agency, and the Secretary of State has approved it. And so what I'm waiting for now is funding for a building. Thank you. I'm waiting for funding for a building, but my daughter was the first graduate of the school. I had taken her out of public school, and I decided to homeschool her. She was 17 years old, and I'm like, okay. She was 16 when I took her out of school, and I just couldn't stand the public school system anymore because there was a lot of fighting going on. They were focusing more on the behaviors. She had always had a 4.0. She was very driven, but the thing is, they never introduced anything else outside of academics, really. You know, you're
of
in
course.
The classroom all day, every day, and there's so much more to life than just sitting in a classroom all day. So I began to implement home ec class and business class and different things like that. And she started her own tutoring business where she tutors math and she tutors geometry, trigonometry, calculus, algebra 1 and 2. She got a job at a department store, and they started making her the leader on duty. Implemented the home ec class where she started making pizza from scratch and three cheese chicken penne and salmon, a maple salmon dish. And so I started opening up a lot of things to her. And then I also sent her to a private agency where they homeschool in chemistry, calculus, and Spanish 3. So I put this graduation together for her where the diplomas are made by a company that makes all of the diplomas across the United States. As I said, my school is registered, so they created her diploma. The logo that we have, my daughter actually drew the logo, and the company designed it. They put it together for us. And so when it came to the graduation, he was actually talking to me, and he was just saying, "I'm very happy about this. This is really nice. You did really well, and cracking jokes and things like that." And I could literally sit there and laugh and talk and not be upset and angry. And that's when I knew it was true. Because God wants to make sure that whatever is in your heart, it has to be true. You can't just say you forgive. You got to really forgive. And so when he put it in my face, I had to let it go, and I had to forgive. And so he started opening up other doors. Somebody asked me, they sought me out and asked me about being in a beauty pageant. I had never been in a beauty pageant before, and I was not interested in beauty pageants either. Because I really don't focus more on the outward. I'm one of those people, you know, beauty is deceitful, you know, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. So I'm always focused on my inward rather than my outward. And so, but when she asked me, I said no, and then I came back and I said, she asked me about Miss Corporate America, and I said, well, that has a little more substance to it because they focus more on your achievements, your goals, your accomplishments, community work, and things like that. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do this because this is nationwide. It's Miss Corporate America. It's in Orlando, Florida, March 2nd through the 4th, 2017. They do have celebrity judges, and these are women from all over the world. And so I was very honored to ask, to be asked, and I'm going to talk about my company, Holy Ground Incorporated. I started it 10 years ago, and under the umbrella of Holy Ground Incorporated is my organization called Women Warriors. Then I have another organization called Daughters of Destiny, and that's for 13 to 18-year-olds. And so with the incorporated business that I have, it's a not-for-profit, and I distribute Christian materials, which is like Bibles, books, magazines, anything of Christian material. It could be tracts, things like that. This year I'm going to expand, though, because I have a heart for people who have become homeless. I want to work with them more and domestic violence victims. I am meeting so many women who have been in abusive situations, and I myself went through a situation like that with my ex-husband 1 year in 2006. I had to have him arrested because he did put his hands on me. He put his hands around my neck and slammed me to the floor in front of my daughters, and I knew something was wrong with him because of all the cheating and all of that, but that just let me know something is definitely wrong with you because he had never put his hands on me. So at that particular point, I made it a point to have him arrested because I said one time can kill you and we don't fight.
Right.
You don't ever put your hands on me. That is just not going to happen. So all of the experiences, though, that I've gone through has allowed me to express everything that I've gone through and help someone else. Like I said, in my Women Warriors group on Facebook, it's over 200 women that are in the group. They are calling me, inboxing me, texting me. They're talking to me about their issues, their problems, things that they're going through because I'm very transparent. I share everything, however it sounds, however it comes out. I'm sharing everything because this is my testimony and this is my life. And I had literally a woman just talked to me last week who said her ex-husband shot at her twice.
My God.
Shot at her. Mm. And so now she's in another abusive relationship, and she was asking me how to come out of that relationship. What does she need to do? How does she even need to move forward because she's so afraid of being in this situation? So there are so many women who are coming forth asking questions and wanting me to work with them. So that's what Holy Ground Incorporated is about. And then the other thing, it was something else. Okay, my Tracy Management is a different company. That is something that's going to come forth later on down the line. It is registered with the government, but that's more of an entertainment field, and it's more Christian-based than anything. There are a lot of Christians. We don't have enough Christian material on TV. So those are some of the things that I really want to see come forth. Like, my son is 23 years old. He started a record company called Righteous Records, and it's registered with the government. And he ministers. He goes around to different churches, and he does gospel rap. But when he's done, he also ministers to the young adults that are there. He just ministered to a church in I think it was in April, the end of April. And he said, "Ma, it was just so phenomenal that these were Caucasian teenagers. And when he got finished with the music, they stood around and he began to minister to each one and prophesy into their lives. And they were standing there crying. They were asking questions, all kinds of things. They were so excited, and they're going to have him come back." And he was just letting them know. He was like, this music is ministry. It's not just gospel. It's ministry. So everything that he does, he takes it very seriously. So I just wanted to add that, because it's things like that where God is beginning to open doors more and more because of my decision to forgive.
Amen. Now, Tracy, we have about 3 more minutes. I would like to, if you will, let people know how they can get in contact with you, if you will, please.
Okay. Well, I do have a business line that I give out to everyone, and that is they can call that number. It's a business line, as I said, and the number is 708-560-1750. That's a business line. I give that out to everyone, and they're able to reach me on that. And also, I am on Facebook as Tracy Pugh. They can send a friend request. I will be happy to talk to you through the inbox or the messaging system. I do have a group, as I said, called Women Warriors. Any women that may be going through some things right now, that's a fabulous place for you to be able to express and talk to me there. There's a website called, it's www.christianeducationacademyk-12.org, and that will take you right to my Instagram, which is queentracy45, any of those sites, because I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, all of them. So they will be able to catch me on all of it.
Amen. Amen. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for sharing your story. And again, you know, God has given you victory over every situation that you went through with your ex-husband. And we thank God for that. We want to thank God for your spirit, your heart, and what you've shared after all that, because sometimes we don't truly realize what God has for us until we can prune some of the stuff that's on us. And so you did that. God released your heart and released opportunities for you. So thank you so much for being on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Amen. This is your host, Dr. Ray Jerome Butler, and you heard Tracy's story. Phenomenal story, and God truly has done great things in her life. We serve a God that no matter what situation you've gone through, and I know, dear hearts, that there's some people who are broken out there. I understand, and I know that you're going through in this time of your life, but I'm here to tell you, if God can do it for Tracy, he can do it for you. He has no respect for person. On next week, we'll be right back here at the Power of Your Destiny broadcast at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pray for the families that lost their loved ones down in Florida. Pray for your families, and remember to love God. Georgia.
before.